We're in Brachot at Vav Amud Bet, about 12 lines from the bottom, the two dots, Tani Rav Hoshaya Kamei D'Rava. Rav Hoshaya quoted the following braisa in front of Rava. It says in the Pasuk, Uchtavtam, and you will write these words of the Shema on the doorposts of your house. So we understand from the word Uchtavtam, and you will write them, that Hakol Bichtav, you write everything, Afilu Tzavaot, including this very Pasuk that says, and you will write them. Meaning you might understand right up until this Pasuk, Uchtavtam, and you'll write the whole Shema up until this Pasuk. Who said you should write Uchtavtam al Mezuzot Betecha Ovisharecha, the final Pasuk in Shema? So we say the word Uchtavtam is indicative of that. Amar Leidama Lachmani Rav Yehuda. So Rava said, the author of this Braisa that requires a special pasuk to tell me to write that commandment, the pasuk of Uchtavtam, must be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says it, when it comes to the writing of the parsha of Sota, we know the Torah tells us that if a woman was suspected of committing adultery, so then there's this whole procession where ultimately they write down the parsha of Sota, they write down that whole parsha, erase it into water, and she drinks it. So, what do you write over there? That's a machlokas. Do you write the whole parsha? Do you write the words where it says, and you shall write this parsha? Do you just write the warnings in the parsha? That's a machlokas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds over there, da amal gabei sota, he says, when it comes to the Sota, alot kotev, he writes down the curses in the parsha, where it says, if she sinned, then her stomach should explode and her thigh should collapse and da 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 da, all the curses. Tzavaot enokotev, but you don't write the pasuk where it says, and you shall write this down. The actual pasuk that commands to write it, that doesn't get written. So then Rabbi Yehuda over there says, you don't write a pasuk that commands to write it down. The very pasuk which says, write this down, you don't write in the parsha of Sota. So he says over here in Shema, because the pasuk says you shall write it, that's an indication you should even write this pasuk. Uchtav tam. You should write them, including even this.
And what does it say in Sota?
V'chata v'ta'alot eile.
So because it's written in that...
V'hatamu, let's hear him out. And over there, by Sota dichtiv, it says, V'chata v'ta'alot eile, and he will write these curses. So you don't write the commandment, just the curses. Aval hacha dichtiv uchtavtam. But over here that we have the special word uchtavtam, indicating and write down this pasuk as well. Afilu tzavaot nami. Then you write the commandment as well. That's the way Rava wanted to explain this quote. Asks the Gemara, Atutai made the Rabbi Yehuda mshum dichtiv v'chatav? Is that really the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that because it says v'chatav, so it means just write down this without the commandment? That's not why. Tai made Rabbi Yehuda mshum dichtiv alot. No, it says in the pasuk, you should write the curses. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda says, write the curses and nothing else. Alotin tzavot lo. The pasuk says, write the curses. That means curses, yeah. Pesukim command me, commanding to write, you don't write. Afachanami, Savaot lo. Over here too, I wouldn't think to write down the commandment. Katav Rachman uchtavtam. That's why the Torah had to write uchtavtam. Afilu Savaot, tell me even the commandment. I'm sorry, I skipped. Itzrich, the Gemara says, no. I did need the uchtavtam. I might have said, over here it says Uchtavtam. By Sota it says Vechatav. Maybe I should learn one from the other. Ma Hatam Alotin Tzavaot Lo. Just like by the Sota, I don't write the commandment. Afahachat Nami Tzavaot Lo. Over here too, you shouldn't write the commandment. Katav Rachman Uchtavtam, Afilu Tzavaot. That's why the Torah had to write Uchtavtam, to tell me to write down the Pasuk itself that commands you to write it down. Okay. So Uchtavtam teaches me write down even this Pasuk. Okay. Tani Rav Ovadia Kamei Rava. Rav Ovadia quoted the following braisa in front of Rava. It says, Velimatem Otam Et Bineichem. So, that pasuk teaches me a lot of things. It teaches me, we darshin limatem otam, as though it would say, ulmatem atem, that you have a mitzvah to learn Torah, you have a mitzvah to teach Torah, you have a mitzvah to teach your children Torah. We derive from that pasuk a lot of things. So now, from the limatem, we say, the limatem is like two words combined, sheyehei limudcha tam. That the way you learn should be in a whole fashion, sheyiten revach ben advekim. Pause in between the words that are similar. You have words that seem like they could be connected, one long word. So that's where you should pause. Ani Rava Batre. So Rava said examples after him. Kigon, for example, al levavecha could sound like one word. So pause. Say al levavecha. Pause. Al levavchem bechol levavcha bechol levavchem esef v'sadcha v'avatem meira kanaftil etchem meiretz. So you have a bunch of examples. Tosfos adds that if you have a mem in the end of the word and an aleph in the beginning of the word, so then it could also sound like one word. Meaning, uzchartem es could sound uzchartem mes. Uzchartem mes. Yeah? Now, the Chasam Sofer says, if you look in the Siddur, so all the places that we pause are places that we're about to read a pasuk. Chasam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch says, why do we pause by Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Because that's a pasuk, because in ancient times, the way davening looked was, people would show up to shul, Chazan would go up front, he'd say, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach. Everyone would answer, Baruch Hashem Amvorach Lo'olam Ve'ed. Then everyone would sit quietly and listen. The Chazan would read the blessings of Shema on their behalf. Now, he didn't necessarily have a sitter in front of him. We have halacha that varm shebichtav yata rashay lomram al peh. Things that are from the Torah shebichtav, you cannot say them be'al peh. What does that mean? It means we say halachically, not like the Shulchan Aruch, but rather like the Gra, that it means that if I want to be motzi you in something that's bichtav, I cannot do it be'al peh. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say any pasuk bichtav be'al peh. But we're knowing like the Gra, that it means when you're yotze, it's a machlokas rishonim. That's the way you see people doing. People quote psukim all the time by heart. So we generally seem to have accepted the Gra's opinion, those Rishonim that say that it means when you're coming to be motzi other people, don't say psukim by heart. So that's why, says the Chasam Sofer, every time you're about to read a pasuk, the Chazan pauses and we all read it together. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch Kvod Hashem. Mi Chamocha. And the blessing after Shema. Mi Chamocha Ba Kelim Hashem. Hashem Yimloch Olam Ve'ed. These are all psukim. Asks the Chasam Sofer, why do we have a pause by Eshein and the blessing of Shema?
Is there a pause?
There's a pause there.
In Al Sidurim, it has a dash. It's the middle of a sentence.
It is the middle of a sentence. So why do we pause there in the blessing of Shema? Over here, we say the angels are all Mefarim Umartzim Makdishim Umamlichim. It's one sentence. Why do you pause before the Etchem? And it's a different font always. Says the... No. Why are you laughing? Tosfos quotes the fonts in Siddur.
Really?
Tosfos and Brachos quotes the fonts in Siddur.
It's a Masorah
that the fonts be different. Yeah.
Korah and Siddur doesn't have different...
Good point. Right.
So there's no Masorah.
Right. Question on them.
Wow.
Every other Seder does, and they don't. So then it's a question on them too. So says the Chasam Sofer, because they had a bunch of people saying you should go after also Aish, Chachamim didn't want you to read this as one sentence. Umamlichim mes shame. It would sound like umamlichim mes. They're all taking upon themselves as king the mes. So that's why they said, pause here, umam lichim, pause. Es shem akel amelech ha-gedol ha-gibor. The name of who? Ribon Shalom. That's Tosus here. That we're also concerned that a mem in the end will combine with an aleph. Mamlichim mes could sound like mamlichim mes. So that's a chasam sofer.
You're supposed to pause? You're supposed to read as one sentence.
I have to look at the Chasam Sofer inside, but I think that's the idea. They wanted us to pause there, but I want to see it inside again. Yeah, you have a lot of Chasam that Dafka do things, but the question is, have you ever heard anyone else do it that way?
things when people hear, they're not chazan, they don't necessarily know the halacha.
Fine, I want to look at the Chassam Sofer inside again. I haven't seen it in a few years. I want to make sure I remember correctly. I think that's what he says, but let's see it inside again. Okay, so Tosus also brings that we have to be careful to say leman tizkiru, because it shouldn't sound like tizkiru, that we do mitzvos to make wages. Okay, so that's why you have a bunch of annoying people in shul who go zzz all the time. That's not the idea. Tizkiru is enough. You don't have to bug the guy next to you with your zayin. Amar bichama brevi chanina. Kol kwe kriyat shema medektek botiyotea. All who read Shema and are careful to pronounce the letters correctly, mitzanin lo geinom, so they'll cool down perdition for him. You see, doesn't mean he won't get there. We'll just have a cooler time there. Shneimar, as the verse says, b'fares shakai melachim batashleg b'tzalmon. Al tikri b'fares, ela b'faresh. When you pronounce clearly, al tikri b'tzalmon, ela b'tzalmavet. Okay, b'faresh shakai. If you're careful to say the words of Shakai, Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim, clearly, Tashleg B'Tzalmon, you'll have snow when you go there to the shadow of death, to perdition. Okay, so it'll be cool for us. I guess that's ending on a good note, right? Amar B'Chama B'Revi Chanina, we'll try to get a better note. Lama Nismechu Alim Nimchalim. Why in Rashi learns it's the blessing of Bilam. Tosus doesn't want to say that. Tosa says it's talking about something else, that Alim is a type of Matovu Alecha Yaakov Kinchalim. Fine. Kiganot Aleinahar. So Tosa doesn't seem to have had the quote of the Pasuk. Bichtiv Kinchalim Nitar Kiganot Aleinahar Koalim Nata Hashem. Lomar lecha ma nechalim alim tadam etumal tara, to tell you, just like a stream can take a person out of purity, out of defilement to purity, af alim alim tadam ekaf chovah lekaf zchut, so to the tents of Torah, the Batei Medrash, they take a person from a situation of being chayav, of being found guilty, to being vindicated, to being found zakai, to being found worthy and with a zchut.